This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center back to his dutiful spot on the other side of the glass, taking great care of us. He's why the WKOK podcast page and Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts are all populated with our podcasts shortly after they are conducted. Boy, how's that for alliteration? That could have fallen apart fast, but yeah, we got her done. So thank you, Rob, for always helping there. In the studio with us now, we're glad to say Dr. Lanier Allam is back, founder and now executive project director of the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. There may have been somebody around here that said, well, if you just say no to Lanier, eventually this will kind of die down and the momentum will fade for the community college around here. But they were perfectly mistaken. Am I right?
You know, I went to a community college, and when I came here, there wasn't one. And so that something absolutely critical is missing. And so it just burned a passion within me and found out there were many, many others who felt the same way.
Well, and there's lots of forward-thinking doers around here that have made this area the way that it is, you know, with great facilities and opportunities and hospitals and schools and colleges and so on. So it's no surprise that bringing another forward-thinking person like yourself, and you can identify something that we have an unmet need. We also have Dr. Carl Jensen is here. There have been hundreds of cadets at the Citadel that stood up straight when he walked into the room. He's a former educator there and is just updated his book, Intelligence Studies. But that's about military intelligence and information, right?
It's about military and civilian intelligence, analytics, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yes, he's a good author, too. Dr. Carl Jensen lives in Lewisburg, but been around the world, and U.S. military, U.S. Naval Academy back in 1978, submariner, and educator as it comes to military intelligence, and would you say retired? Is that the right word?
So in academia, they give you this fancy title. It's emeritus, but for all intents and purposes, it's retired.
Okay, so you don't see students on a regular basis. You're not going to see students in September, except in Lewisburg.
Well, I still do some teaching on the side. Okay. I teach for the state of Texas and some other places.
All right, well, no surprise there, because I think you're one of those folks that whether you're working or not, you're always working. So we appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you.
Well, you came to our area really on behalf of family and said, wow, the community college idea is a fantastic one. Your wife found the brochure first, and you said, holy smokes, this idea works.
Yeah, absolutely. And we both, from our perspective, professionally and personally, we homeschooled both our daughters. And when they were younger, both of them went to the community colleges. They received great educations. They were able to take courses they couldn't take in the high school. My youngest, for a while, thought she wanted to be a vet. So for her ninth grade science project, we had her do a vet assistant. It was four courses, 3 credits each. And, you know, at the end of it, it was taught by a veterinarian, very hands-on. And at the end of it all, she was, you know, after an internship, she was prepared to be a vet assistant if she wanted to do that. So, personally, community colleges, I think, are a great thing. Professionally, when I was at the Citadel, we had a 2+2 program where students would who had been to community college would come in and do their bachelor's degrees. And they were typically older. They were mature. They were motivated. A lot of them were veterans, and it was just a great experience for our program.
What is it about a community college that identifies a big niche in a community and attacks it? I remember when we talked to Dr. Gray from Erie College, he said, well, we're teaching welding and, computer networking. I thought, holy smokes, those are like the biggest unmet needs in the world right now.
Yes, indeed. And so community college has a real pulse on what the workforce needs are within the region that they are targeted to serve. And so, actually, those same needs exist in our area. And when we look at what the programming demand will be, we'll identify those we already have, but with greater precision as to what that need would be. You know, that's bringing community together is what a community college does. It's the unity of a community, and seeing the need for workforce development and higher education for non-traditional students, those students that who are maybe looking to re-enter after difficulties in life. And for example, Erie County Community College had their first commencement on Saturday, and they highlighted some of the graduates, 57 years old, a woman who really wanted to go to school, finish her degree, but raised a family first, and so now she's ready to go back and get qualified to do a job that will be her career, and so she's planning to work for 15 years. There are people who want this because it will fill a goal in their lives that they've never been able to complete.
All right. And the status of the college and the event on the 16th, please.
We have a fantastic board of directors that are full of ambition, motivated, and have a clear vision and solidarity for what it's going to take to get this community college established. Dr. Jensen is on our board and has lent a great deal of insight because of his experience at the Citadel and with his own family, understanding what a community college is and does. So what we did was we took about 3 months, worked with a consultant, and recently completed a Susquehanna Valley Community College business plan. We're going to be meeting with business leaders on Friday, June 16, at the Silver Moon Banquet Hall in order to collect their insights about what they want in the community college. What do they want to see? And we'll be incorporating those in this working document, updating it, improving it so that it reflects more clearly what our community is looking for in their community college.
And who do you want to go to that's not already invited? Dr. Jensen?
Well, any business leader from the Valley, anyone who's interested in starting the dialogue, beginning the conversation. And I really do want to emphasize that it is going to be a conversation. The model for our community college is going to be a bottom-up model. And what I mean by that is that we are going to work in partnership with the business community to develop curriculum, to develop programs. We're not going to come out and say, okay, this is what we're offering, take it or leave it. We're going to say, what do you need? And okay, this is what you need. How, you know, let's work together and put together the program. And it may be a two-year program, it may be a certificate, it may be some other form of something, but that is going to be able to populate your workforce with the folks that you want to have and with the skills that they need to be able to come into your job day one, hit the ground running.
I'm thinking welding and computer networking,
yeah.
But that's just this building's unmet needs. So.
Indeed.
All right, so having the luncheon would be an opportunity to talk about the status of programs that you've already started and some that you've done. Explain how that what's happening already and what has happened.
So we have a partnership with Marywood University, and they are the Middle States Commission for Higher Education accredited partner. They will assist in that designing of curriculum, and their accrediting status will apply to students until the new community college is a candidate for its own independent Middle States Commission for Higher Ed accreditation. So that takes about 3 to 4 years. And then we also have a partnership with the Northumberland County Career and Technology Center and are planning to have classes there for adults in the evenings because they have a fantastic facility full of the kinds of equipment that is needed for the training and certifications.
All right. If the local political leaders agree to donate a dollar per person, what is it, a dollar per person per day, or what's that? What's that number, Lanier?
Yeah. So I'll defer to you, Lanier. What I have heard, it's $14 per household in
per
terms
year.
Of property
per
tax
yeah.
per year. Yeah.
That's the average, and. Every county does have different formulas for determining their millage. And, you know, we took the millage and looked at a sponsorship of $1.2 million and how much would that cost per household of 87,000 households in four counties. That's the math that we did. And when we look at comparable community colleges like Penn Highlands, they're now sponsored at $1.3 million, and very similar as far as the population. So you know we're, and then when we look at our operating budget, it's also very similar, especially for a startup to Erie County Community College.
So far, counties around here have said no to that additional expense. So the five counties around here have been asked to participate.
Yes. So at this point, we know that there's a commissioner in each of the counties that has been supportive. They do advocate. They understand the importance of this. And so we continue to build the case for the other commissioners. And I would point out some interesting fact. That is, Brent Davis, who is the current county executive for Erie County, was opposed to having a community college in Erie County and put $20,000 into opposing it, his own money. Something seriously converted him, because he is the strongest proponent for the community college. And we have the distinct pleasure of having him speak at the Business Leaders Forum.
All right, Business Leaders Forum, let's close up with that then. Invite folks to go to this and find out more, if you would, Dr. Jensen.
Yes, please. Again, it's June 16th. It's at the Silver Moon Banquet Hall in Lewisburg.
Community college.
If you can sign up, yeah. It's at newcommunitycollege.org. It's free of charge. Lunch will be supplied by Feast of Flavor. You're going to get to hear from a lot of great speakers who are going to talk about their experience with community college. You'll hear from the Erie County folks, who, including the county executive, who was vehemently opposed to it and did a complete 180. And I think it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say about that. But importantly, again, we're going to engage in a dialogue. We're going to have a discussion, and we want to hear what our business leaders have to say to us.
Dr. Carl Jensen is a Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project board member, and Dr. Lanier Allam is the founder of this and executive project director of the community college, the idea of a new community college in the central Susquehanna Valley, newcommunitycollege.org. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for having us.